From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The government reported today the economy lost 263,000 payroll jobs last month, far more than the 180,000 jobs most economists have been forecasting. At the same time, the unemployment rate, measured through a separate survey, rose to 9.8%. Well, Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial, said there's some reason to think the worst may be over in terms of the economic downturn.
It does mean that the economy is struggling to recover. I still think it is recovering. Jobs usually move up later, but it does show that the U.S. economy and the opportunity to find a job there is still difficult. There's not a lot of hiring.
So most analysts are not expecting a quick rebound in the job market. They say if the laid-off workers who've settled for part-time work or those who have given up trying to find jobs were factored in, the unemployment rate would be at a whopping 17%. Thousands of people gathered in downtown Chicago this morning with hopes of celebrating their city winning the 2016 Olympic Games. Instead, they went away stunned and disappointed. NPR's David Shaper has more.
Chicagoans gathering in Daley Plaza for an Olympic rally stood in stunned silence, some with their mouths open in shocked disbelief, when it was announced that Chicago was the first bid city eliminated. Some were not even sure what had just happened.
Are you sure?
First round, we're eliminated. We had the least amount of votes.
Oh, my God.
Summer Alexander says she's stunned.
I'm getting chills out through my body. If this is what I heard is true, that's devastating. I'm like all geeked up for this.
In a city that is used to more than its share of sports disappointments, this defeat might be one of the hardest to swallow. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A bureau of the Justice Department may not have used a fair process to award hundreds of millions of dollars in grants for research. That's according to an investigation by the department's inspector general. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The National Institute of Justice awards government money for organizations to research crime and justice issues. NIJ grants totaled $567 million in 3 years. The Justice Department's inspector general investigated whether those grants were awarded fairly. This report says NIJ was not able to prove that grants were based on honest and open competition. The inspector general found some conflicts of interest between NIJ staffers and the people they gave money to. For example, three people who worked at NIJ gave grants to organizations where their spouses worked. Grant recipients are supposed to sign a pledge not to use the grant money to lobby Congress, but the inspector general found that some organizations receiving NIJ money engaged in lobbying and never signed the pledge. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 21 points to end the week at 9,487. The Nasdaq lost 9 points. This is NPR. Two U.S. soldiers have died following a suicide bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. Military officials also announced the deaths of two other service members, an American and a British citizen, who died yesterday. In today's attack, the suicide bomber struck a convoy, though there were no specific details. The U.S. death toll in Afghanistan has been mounting, with 65 Americans killed in fighting there last month. One reason for the escalation in violence is the U.S. forces in recent months have mounted major operations in southern Afghanistan as they try to dislodge the Taliban. California prison guards have confiscated more than 4,100 contraband cell phones this year, more than all of those seized in the previous 3 years combined. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro has details.
The Los Angeles Times dug into an internal report released earlier this week in which state prison officials say cell phones are a quickly growing security problem. Crimes committed by inmates using cell phones include escape planning, shopping with stolen credit cards, and coordinating the smuggling in of contraband items such as more cell phones. Officials were planning to test airport-style screening at prison entrances, but that program was put on hold due to California's budget crisis. In the report, the prison's chief supports pending state legislation that would make it a misdemeanor to possess or attempt to deliver a cell phone in a state prison. He also backs a federal bill that would let governors petition the FCC to allow prisons to jam wireless signals. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The week's September jobs numbers sent crude oil prices lower. Crude futures were down $1.14 a barrel to end the session at $69.98 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.